This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Once again, thank you for tuning in to Faith Talk 1360 KPXQ. If you missed last week's show, log on to blogtalkradio.com or soundcloud.com or go to the fathermatters.org website. I had my wife, Raina, in studio, and we were talking out of the book we wrote, Brokenness Produces Pearls. We were sharing one of the chapters, Who Said That? So with Valentine's coming around, it was a strong communication chapter, but we also want to talk about some of the things that causes conflict, causes hurt, rejection in each other. And this week I asked her to come back. We want to now talk about the love tank. Welcome back to the Father Matters Show, babe.
Thank you, honey.
And in this chapter, and again, I want to strongly urge you, order a copy of this book, Brokenness Produces Pearls. You can go to fathermatters.org to purchase your copy. 100% of the proceeds goes to Father Matters so we can continue to stay on the air, provide workshops and trainings to the community, and just keep being used as a vehicle, as a tool to minister to you and help you and lead you and give you proper tools. The love tank. How would you want to start this off, sweetheart? The love tank.
Oh boy. Okay. The love tank.
Well, I tell you, when we started off about when we said if you had $200 in your bank account and you deposited $100, how much do you now have?
$300.
But now, if I have $300 in the bank account and I withdrew $400, how much do we have?
I'd have a deficit of $100.
So most of us would not allow that to happen to our financial bank account, but we allow that to happen to our spiritual bank accounts, our parenting bank accounts, our marital bank accounts. We do overdrafts.
Yeah, the love tank is actually towards the end of our book. It's chapter 9 in our book. So the first 8 chapters, we're really working through some of the brokenness that we found were really overtaking our lives, and things that Vance and I recognized that, you know, if they remained as is, then our marriage relationship wouldn't last very long. And so the first 8 chapters, we really build up to this point now where we can start to look at our relationship in a healthy view, right? And to look at how we are using each other and using ourselves to build each other up rather than tear each other down. So the love tank, as you mentioned, babe, is really looking at what we do individually and as a couple to keep our marriage healthy and full of love and just full of life.
And we have to do that by making deposits. And we are human, so you are going to make withdrawals. But the key is to have way more deposits. So if you have $500 in your bank account and you took $100 out, you still have $400.
Right.
But some of us, like I have in the past, will have $500 in a bank account and I'm withdrawing $1,000 emotionally from you. And one, speaking of dollars, to bring this together in this chapter, I remember during my financial hard times, I wrote a check that came up to $27.52 short. But the good thing is that I had my savings account linked to my checking account. So when the checking account didn't have enough to cover the check, my savings account kicked in and covered the $27.52. That goes same thing with our emotional bank account.
Right. I mean, that's a great concrete example that most people can understand in terms of, you know, your day-to-day life. Like you said, people really do care about their financial status. You know, honestly, you know, it's a phrase that's used a lot. Money makes the world go round. But we know too that your spiritual account is far more important than what you can see in your bank account. And that means for us, keeping our spiritual account full means that we need to communicate with each other. We also, first and foremost, need to have that communication and relationship with God. then we can be there for each other. We can communicate daily. We can say kind words, even if it's just, I know you have something really important going on today. I hope it goes well. We can think about each other more than we do ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, if we recognize that one or the other is really busy, we can step it up a little bit, you know, so that we're showing that we're being selfless instead of selfish. Mm-hmm. All of those things are really going to contribute to having a love tank that's overflowing or at least full, so that when you have those moods or times where you don't feel like being as loving, it's not like you're completely drained and I'm still, you know, acting negatively or, you know, not being of any use to you.
Well, and absolutely. And then, you know, a lot of people are like, well, that sounds good. You know, we got kids at home. You know what? We got five kids at home.
It's true.
Also, what's important to add to the love tank, you know, I wrote here, we need to date weekly. You and I, our date night is Thursdays. And for some people, you're like, man, can't nobody afford to do that? But we got to be real. Sometimes our date night is just going to get a slice of pizza and a mm-hmm. Coke and just talking.
It's true.
Okay. It ain't always just a restaurant or we have to always do something that's going to cost $80, $90. You know, date weekly. Celebrate something monthly. Anything. Just celebrate something. And get away quarterly. And again, we're not talking about just, you know, every 3 to 4 months jump on a plane and fly somewhere. You and I don't even do that.
Right.
So this is like keeping it real. Getting away quarterly can just be have our oldest daughter watch the other four, and it may be a movie. It's just something we've got to spend time with each other.
Yeah, it's the little things that really contribute to the tank. You know, I know my dad taught me, I think I was like six when he started talking about finances and making sure that I always put a little bit of something away. And he still says it to this very day, and I'm almost 40. You know, if you started saving X amount of dollars at this age, you could be a millionaire by, you know. So I learned early on that even just putting a little bit away mm-hmm. Will add up to a lot. And that's what we were referring to a lot in this chapter of Love Tank, is that you don't really need to just, you know, every 6 months or once a year, do something spectacular. Although I'm sure your spouse would appreciate that because, you know, anyone would love something great. But it's the little things that we appreciate. You know, it's helping me when I'm down. It's recognizing them when I'm really, really stressed with all five of the kids and I need a break away. Just, babe, go in the other room and I'll handle the kids, you know, for the next couple of hours while you take a rest. It's little things like that that build us up so that we can be the best to each other and to our family.
Yeah, and I have to say one of the deposits that is a major tool to a relationship is forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And I love this out of Ephesians 4, verse 26. Says, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be the first to admit it. Sometimes it's like you and I might have a little spackle.
You're making up words now.
Right. Whatever it is. And it's just like how I'll just shut down for hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, I'm just doing what needs to be done around the house, but I'm still not there. And see, I'm choking myself. And that's the same thing we talked about last week with who said that. You know, it's like, for me, it's like, get over it. But see, again, I remember growing up, my mom, when she could go days without talking to me. And I'm thinking, okay, what did I do? I'm 7, 8 years old. I just came in the house after school. Just want to know what's for dinner. And it's like, I don't know what's for dinner. You know, just the yelling. It's like, okay. And then like, but my mom could be mad at someone else or whatever, but I'm feeling it. But sometimes when I get upset or when we have an argument, you'll be like talking to me. If I'm not yelling, I'm not saying anything at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's that isolation. But we've got to forgive it. We got to forgive quick.
Forgiveness is a major, major contribution or something that you should regularly put into your love tank. I mean, no one that I know likes to have someone hanging things over their head. I think sometimes we do things that are unintentional. You know, we might walk in the door and not say hello right away, but it has nothing to do with being angry or mad. Maybe our minds are just preoccupied. And, you know, if your spouse perceives that as, wow, you're really standoffish, and they start to take that and internalize it, and you don't really even know what's happening, by the time that you get around to saying, I'm sorry, you know, forgive me, mm-hmm. they've already gone through, who knows, minutes or hours worth of holding that in. So I think it's really important to remember that none of us are perfect. And to hold on to something that your spouse did is really, it's not going to help anything at all. And, you know, we've talked about unforgiveness, and our pastor mentions it as being a poison that we drink and expecting someone else to die from. And that's truly what it is. So forgiving others, forgiving each other mm-hmm. for what we do, either intentionally or unintentionally, mm-hmm. honestly, will really build up that tank.
Well, and that also can break down your health too, mm-hmm. you know, your diet, just all the things that it does to your body. In John 20, verse 23, says, if you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. Mm-hmm. So, and also like what you said, drinking poison, expecting someone else to die. Most of the time when you're angry at someone, that person is sleeping good. You know what I mean? They're relaxing or whatever. We're holding on. We're the ones still in that prison. You know, I'm just going to stay angry. Well, you stay unhealthy.
Right.
But this is all a part of filling up that love tank.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I mean, Ephesians 4:29 too reminds us that we're not supposed to let corrupt words come out of our mouth. And so when I look at unforgiveness to you, if you come up and say you're sorry and I'm like, it's not good enough. First of all, that's not speaking life unto you, right? Mm-hmm. Because I'm saying whatever you did was so far beyond what I can imagine to be forgivable that I'm just not dealing with you
right.
anymore. But then I'm also, in my mind, I'm tearing you down. And if I do that in my mind, then it's so much easier to do that verbally, you know, to share with someone else what you've done that hurt me. And then it just trickles on from there. It's like a domino effect
right.
of just a bad, you know, atmosphere, and it doesn't do anything good for us in our relationship.
But what I love about that is one part in here you wrote, knowing how to love yourself first is key to being sure that your tank is not solely dependent on others for deposits. A lot of times we get into relationships hoping, demanding this person to make me feel better.
Mm.
You know, without saying, you need to love, you know, love God, love yourself too. But, you know, just like I love on the airplane, you know, when we fly, babe, when we travel, the captain will say, put the mask on you first and then put the mask on your spouse or your child or children.
For sure.
Because why am I going to put the mask on you, but I can't breathe?
No, you're right. I mean, I cannot depend on you
right.
to make me happy. There are things that we expect from each other, you know, treat each other kindly, you know, treat each other with compassion, forgive if we've done something wrong. But I cannot solely depend on you as my husband to keep me happy all of the time and to keep my tank full.
That's right. You know, so we've got to realize that making deposits, making withdrawals, not just financially, but emotionally with our spouses, emotionally deposits with our child or children. And you're listening to The Father Matters Show, and my guest today is my lovely wife, Raina Sims. We're talking about a chapter out of our book that we wrote, Brokenness Produces Pearls. This chapter is The Love Tank. We'll hear more after this. Hi, this is Vance Sims, host of The Father Matters Show. Would you consider partnering with us? Father Matters is a nonprofit ministry that's listener-supported and relies on donations and grants. All funds raised go directly to Father Matters mentoring programs for families, which means that your donation will help important projects that service children and families. For more information about partnering with us, log on to fathermatters.org and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. Together, let's build stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. Welcome back to the Father Matters Show. My guest today is my wife, Raina Sims. We're speaking about the love tank. Valentine's Day is next weekend, and I asked her to come on into the show and let's talk about relationships and couples and you know, things that people go through. We're talking about one of the chapters out of our book, Brokenness, Producer's Pearls. Order your copy of this book at fathermatters.org. All proceeds go to Father Matters so we can continue on doing radio shows and free events and workshops and trainings in the communities. And where we were talking about deposits and withdrawals. So we want you to tune into that. But if you're just tuning in, catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org. Also, catch the Father Matters show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to blogtalkradio.com, or catch our archive shows anytime worldwide at soundcloud.com. So if it's you or someone you know that are in relationships, marriage, send them a copy of this show. Play it back for them. Tell them to go through one of these avenues, because it's so many things that's going on in relationships that we don't talk about. Babe, we go to church. How you doing? Oh, everything is fine. Praise the Lord. And then we go home. We fighting. We throwing stuff all around the house, or just people are not willing to admit that they're hurt, admit that they're broken. But brokenness can and will produce a pearl if you exercise it. What do you think about that, babe?
Oh, beautifully stated. Yeah, so what we were talking about earlier in the love tank, really just unpacking that a bit and figuring out how to encourage one another by adding to the love tank rather than withdrawing from each other more. And you were just mentioning before the break that it's not the responsibility of the spouse to always make the other partner, you know, happy, to build them up daily and to make sure that everything that they're doing is going to create an environment that just keeps them happy all the time. That's definitely not the responsibility of your spouse. I think that, you know, we need to recognize that our source is God. God is the only one that can give us the joy that we need that's sustainable. He's the only one that can fill our soul with good. And that, you know, once we tap into God as our source, then we're able to actually be a source for someone else. Then I'm not relying on you to make me happy, because the happiness doesn't come from you. It comes from God. Then I can actually say, okay, what can I do today to add to my husband rather than take away from him? And I'm not looking to you, seeking from you something to build me up.
Right. I love that, because In the journal chapters, because we also say we included a little workbook in here, one of the questions was, what can I do to make more deposits into my spouse's love tank?
Mm-hmm.
And these are questions people be like, well, what do you mean what I do, man? I bring my paycheck home. I come home every week, every night. And, you know, I'm there. I'm involved with the kids. What else? It is little simple things, babe. Mm-hmm. It is saying, like, maybe if you're ironing your shirt, hey, babe, I'm ironing my shirt. Do you need something ironed?
Right. You know? You know, little things like I said earlier, recognizing that when we have a busy week ahead of us, thinking ahead and thinking about how we can alleviate any of unnecessary stress, you know, or add to something that can benefit, you know, each other, whether that's picking up dinner on the way home, or thinking that if I have a long day at work and maybe it's an extra long day, that I may not want to come home and cook. And so there's things that you can do, and vice versa. There are weekends that you have to work, and so I may need to step it up and carry more of that burden of maintaining the household and little things like that, rather than just being selfish and saying, well, I've worked all week too, so, and I don't feel like doing these extra things. It's little things like that. But again, I think it comes from being full of God's joy first, because then you can, you're in a good place to say, so now what can I do to reach out and lift up my spouse, instead of just looking at what you can do for me?
Yeah, I wrote this one part in here about us. I said, I can clean the house top to bottom, wash Raina's car, fill her gas tank, and plan our Thursday date nights. But one sarcastic remark, you know what I mean? That one remark can just wipe away. I just spent 3 hours cleaning the house, went and filled up the car full of gas, even got it washed. But then I could see you a couple hours later. It could be that one sarcastic remark, that one withdrawal can just wipe out that whole deposit.
Well, that's a good point because, and I know what you're referring to, but our listeners will not. So there's a part in our book where we mention Dr. Gary Chapman's book, mm-hmm. The Five Love Languages, and how important it is to really look at your own personal love language and recognize your spouse's love language, because we have learned we don't speak the same love language. Okay, my love language is touch.
Right.
Vance's is acts of service. So when Vance will do things like take the car in to get washed, fill up the gas tank, do all these great things because he's given me love through his acts of service, it's not that I don't appreciate them, but that's not how I receive love. So my love is touch. When he comes up and puts his arm around me or grabs my hand, that's actually speaking my same love language. So there's two things really important to remember, that I need to recognize how I like to receive and give love, but then also how you like to receive right. and give love. So if you're showing me that, I can't discredit that, you know, that you maybe didn't come up and touch me, but you really did show me that you love me through mm-hmm. your acts of service. But then I also need to recognize, too, that it was the lack of my love language that's setting me off in a different tone, regardless of what you've done. So there's a couple of different things here going on with the love languages.
I love one part we wrote. Do I add to my spouse's love tank or make more withdrawals? And then how? And these sometimes, you know, these like very, very simple questions, but it's like, whoa, that is deep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it, for us, it really opened our eyes to really kind of criticize, you know, ourselves individually to say, really, what am I doing? Can I pinpoint specific examples of what I've done for Vance this week, you know, in trying to, in attempting to speak his love language? I'm not great at it because my love language is not yours, but have I done anything at all this week to really add to your love tank? Or am I really just thinking about what I've got going on and how I need love? And so it's looking like it's more of a withdrawal.
Yeah. And it's just, again, what I love about this, right? Because, you know, again, we're gearing up for Valentine's. That's what millions of dollars are going to be spent nationally on this one day.
Right.
But it's like, that's why we wrote this book, Brokenness Produces Pearls, because some flowers, chocolate, dinner in a movie on one night or one weekend, it's not going to do it the other 364 days out of the year, out of the 365, because we've got to focus on these things. I mean, sure. For some, when we, you know, because you and I are also certified marriage life coaches, and when we talk to couples, and the couple is like, the wife has said, all I would want him to do a couple of days a week is help me by picking the kids up after school.
Or do the dishes.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, wait a minute, you guys are about to draw up divorce papers because you're saying she's not doing this, he's not doing that. But not only we're not talking about each other's love language, which we may not know, we're going back to the show we talked about last week. Who said that? We're arguing with our spouses today. We heard or did not hear how our parents or step parents or whatever the situation might have been argue. That was then. That's not this particular marriage. That's not this relationship.
Right. I mean, and the love tank is literally about just thinking about, you know, what you are doing as an individual to contribute to your marriage. You know, sometimes our tank can be half full and you're thinking, I really don't have much left to give this guy. You know, I'm almost depleted. But that's where God comes in as our source of strength,
right.
And says, you know, I am what keeps you going. And so if you rely on me, you won't be exhausted. You can actually spend a little time with your spouse and do things that show that you care, show that you love, and stop thinking about the things that you're not getting and looking to your spouse to be your source. Let me be your source.
Right.
You know, that's what God is saying. And then it'll be so much easier to say, yeah, I can do that. I can stretch myself a little bit and I can think about him over me.
Yeah. And look, Valentine's Day is next weekend, and we just want you to enjoy this, but don't just focus on this one day. Give a gift. You know, if you're a married couple, or if you're listening to this, get your spouse this book, Brokenness Produces Pearls. You go through this book together. Mm-hmm. It's practical. It's down to earth. We get deep. We get personal, you know, and that's what it's all about. So, babe, thank you for joining me these last 2 weeks. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you bringing me on.
Yeah, and first I want to say happy Valentine's Day to you.
Oh, well, happy Valentine's
Day. And then happy Valentine's to everyone out there. And thank you for listening to The Father Matters Show. Send us your questions or comments to info@fathermatters.org. Thank you to my engineer, Jeremy Siegel. See you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you, and God bless.
Goodbye.